From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. It's Wednesday, April 26th. Enjoy the sunshine while it lasts. Showers and thunderstorms developing later today. Some could be severe. Look for high today near 72. As women rallied at the Illinois State Capitol yesterday, the House passed a measure that would allow abortion to be covered by Medicaid and state employee health insurance. Tom Lisi has the latest.
In Illinois, abortion laws have changed very little in the last 40 years. Opponents have had a few small successes, but now legal abortion advocates are on the offensive for the first time in a generation. Their reason? President Donald Trump.
I think he has sent shockwaves through women who have lived through times when abortions are illegal and younger women.
That's Democratic Representative Sarah Feigenholz of Chicago. She's sponsoring the legislation, which would also strike down Illinois' so-called trigger law written in the 1970s. It says abortion would automatically become illegal in Illinois if Roe versus Wade was ever overturned. But opponents focused on a different part of the bill, saying taxpayer money should not be used to pay for abortions. I'm Tom Lisi.
Illinois Senate President John Cullerton says he and his colleagues will take up a partial government spending bill passed by the House earlier this month. The legislation would release more than $800 million that's been piling up in special state accounts for social service contractors and state universities. Republicans call it another stopgap budget. House Democrats called it a lifeline, but Cullerton says neither term is accurate.
Really, it's important for you to know that I don't view those as stopgaps or lifelines. Those monies are trapped in those funds, cannot be spent by the governor or anybody else unless we authorize them to spend it.
Republicans have criticized the plan, saying it would take pressure off lawmakers to make a comprehensive deal. Illinois has been without a full budget for nearly 2 years, but Cullerton says the state's pile of unpaid bills, now approaching $13 billion, means there's still plenty of pressure. Well, the city of Murfreesboro is looking to get public input on its future development. Next Thursday, the city is hosting a visioning workshop to get input from the community on crafting a comprehensive plan, as well as set priorities for infrastructure investments and the use of green space and recreation areas. The meeting is May 4th at the Davis McCann Civic Center. It begins at 6 p.m. Young entrepreneurs in Williamson County will host a trade show this afternoon in Marion. Juniors and seniors from high schools across Williamson County will participate in the eLaunch Williamson County program, formerly known as Williamson County CEO. The students from Carterville, Crab Orchard, Heron, and Marion will talk about their new businesses beginning at 4 p.m. at the Marion Pavilion. And with warmer weather getting more of us outside, public safety professionals are putting on their first ever outdoor safety day on the front lawn of Franklin Hospital this Saturday. WSIU's Kevin Boucher has more.
Because of its location, Franklin Hospital keeps busy during boating season, and Roberta Williams, licensed clinical professional counselor at the hospital, says Saturday's event is to heighten awareness of lake safety.
We see a lot of accidents being close to Rin Lake. Our emergency staff has noted that we tend to struggle with remembering that alcohol and boating is not a good combination.
The Illinois State Police will be there with their distracted driver golf cart, and Benton Fire Chief Shane Cockrum says the kids will really like what's there.
Absolutely. We'll have them on the fire truck. I tell them it can be their personal jungle gym. And so we get them on there. We spray a little water. We do a little of that thing, let them put on the gear.
The safety event starts at 9 a.m. And to learn more, you can see the flyer posted on our website. I'm Kevin Boucher.
And weather-wise today, we're going to continue to see a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms develop as the day goes on. Some of those could potentially be severe later this afternoon. Look for high around 72 under mostly cloudy skies. Winds will be out of the south at 11 to 15 miles an hour. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.